Yeah? Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining my talk. Not call, sorry. I hope you're not so tired as I am. Anyway, thanks. Okay, so my name is Miguel Araújo. I come from Portugal. I'm a community user, active. I love to come to FOSDEM. I think it's one of the best conferences. And I blog a bit. I should blog more. But I especially like to help people on Slack, answering questions, and in Stack Overflow blogs, and these kind of things. I work at MySQL at Oracle. However, I'm here on my own as a community guy. I've been working there for 13 years now, multiple projects, MySQL proxy, enterprise monitor, and so on. But I'd say the most fulfilling ones were the latest, that is MySQL Shell and the Enum API, and router and the architectures, you know, the cluster, cluster set, and so on. Let's get moving. I have a lot of content and not much time. So let's set the stage and let's talk a bit about why smarter query routing is important and why it's needed. So I think you all know MySQL router and how it works, but just a quick refresher. MySQL router is a core component of the MySQL architectures. It serves as it has a full integration there. It does transparent client connection routing, so it knows where to send the queries. It sits between your application's clients and the nodes in the topology, and it knows where to forward everything. So it provides load balancing, application connection failover, and it's very lightweight. It's just a simple middleware, very lightweight, and it automatically does what is expected from it most of the times, with almost no setup. But I'd like to share a personal experience that kind of demonstrates where current routing falls short. Not falls apart, but falls short. So this was a personal experience with a friend of mine that he works in a small startup. They do some e-commerce, and they have DB cluster deployment. So they have multiple secondaries. That's just a simplification of the architecture. They have multiple secondaries, read replicas, and they do three types of traffic. They have front-end traffic that they prefer to send to the secondaries. They have some kind of BI traffic that he told me they have very expensive queries, lots of resources needed, so, and they don't care for replication lag, so they send it to the read replicas. And on top of that, they even deploy some instances running newer versions for